Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we grab one specific piece of information that seems interesting, maybe a bit unusual, and really dig into what it actually means for you. And today, yeah, we're unpacking a statement that honestly, it made me pause. Flashlights become essential in personal safety devices.
It is fascinating, isn't it? You know how often it's the tools we just...
Yeah.
We overlook the really basic things,
yeah.
and then you re-examine them, and suddenly there's this surprising depth, this whole new angle.
Absolutely, because when I first read that flashlight's essential for safety, I thought, okay, how does something so, well, simple get that kind of status? I mean, it's clearly not just about finding your keys in a dark parking lot anymore, is it?
Not at all.
So our mission really for this deep dive is to explore why this shift, and what does it actually mean for you, for your own personal safety toolkit?
And that's exactly it. You've got this everyday item suddenly being called essential for something as critical as personal safety. It kind of forces you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Forces you to think a bit differently about security, what really helps us feel and be safer in our environment.
Okay, so let's dig in. When we say a flashlight is essential now for personal safety, what are we actually talking about in terms of like features or capabilities? Because I'm guessing it's not the old plastic thing with a dim bulb my grandpa had.
Oh, definitely not. You're spot on there. We're not talking about your standard hardware store flashlight. A huge part of this shift is down to technology, specifically LEDs.
Right, LEDs.
Modern tactical flashlights, they can pump out, you know, well over 1,000 lumens. Sometimes much more.
Wow. Okay.
It's an incredible amount of light.
Yeah.
So it stops being just about seeing in the dark. It becomes about, well, controlling the dark.
Controlling the dark. Okay. I like the sound of that. What does that translate to? Like in a real world situation where you might feel unsafe?
Well, think about just basic situational awareness first.
Right.
A really powerful flashlight massively extends how far you can see clearly. Lets you scan a dark alley, check out the backyard, identify noise way off in the shadows. All from a safer distance.
So spotting things before you're right on top of them.
Exactly. You see the trip hazard, maybe an animal, maybe, unfortunately, someone hiding much, much sooner. It flips the script from reacting in surprise to proactively observing your surroundings.
That makes a ton of sense. Just, yeah, knowing what's out there. But what if a situation escalates, like a direct confrontation? How does a flashlight fit in there?
Yeah, and this is where that term tactical really comes into play.
Yeah.
That intense brightness, those 1,000-plus lumens we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the flashlight has a strobe mode, that rapid flickering.
Oh, yeah. Those can be really jarring.
Incredibly disorienting. Imagine getting hit square in the eyes with that intense flashing beam in the dark. It can temporarily blind someone or, at the very least, seriously mess with their vision and their focus.
Right. Buys you time.
It buys you critical seconds. Seconds you can use to get away, to shout for help, maybe grab a defensive tool if you have one. It's a non-lethal way to potentially de-escalate or create an opening to escape, using light itself as a shield almost.
Wow. Okay. Using light defensively. That's,
I know.
That's a powerful idea. Are there other safety aspects to these modern flashlights that maybe aren't so obvious?
Oh, absolutely. Beyond just seeing and deterring, think about signaling.
Signaling.
Yeah. If you're lost or injured or in some kind of distress, a bright light, especially one with that strobe function, can signal for help over a really long distance. Makes you much more visible to rescuers or just anyone nearby.
Okay, I hadn't thought of that angle.
And then there's the build quality. A lot of these tactical flashlights are made from aircraft-grade aluminum. They're tough, really robust.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in a worst-case close-quarters scenario, it can potentially be used as an improvised impact tool. That's definitely a last resort, of course.
Yeah.
Plus, things like long battery life, rechargeable options. Some larger models even act as power banks to charge your phone. Crucial in an emergency like a power outage.
So it really is this combination then. It's not just one thing. It's the powerful light for awareness, the tactical disorientation, the signaling, the durability, emergency power.
Exactly.
That's why it's hitting that essential threshold. It sort of reshapes what a personal safety device even looks like.
It does. It really challenges that older idea that personal safety is only about, say, an alarm, or maybe learning self-defense. Important things, yes, but...
But this is proactive.
Precisely. The flashlight represents a proactive tool.
Yeah.
It's about awareness. It's about controlling your immediate environment, which is just as vital, maybe sometimes even more vital than just reacting.
Okay. So if we boil this down, the core takeaway from our deep dive today is pretty clear, isn't it?
Mm.
This humble flashlight, it's really being reframed. It's not just about convenience anymore. It's being seen as a truly essential piece of your personal safety gear. And thinking about it that way, it really does challenge our standard assumptions of what personal safety even involves. It broadens it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you connect that insight to the bigger picture, it just reinforces this idea that, you know, genuine personal safety isn't only reactive. It's not just about what you do when something happens.
Right.
It includes having the tools, the proactive means, to understand your situation, to be aware, and ideally to exert some control over your environment before anything happens. And the flashlight in this this newly recognized essential role, it really epitomizes that whole expanded idea of safety.
It makes perfect sense when you lay it all out like that.
And maybe that leads us to a final thought. You know, this whole deep dive kind of prompts a question, doesn't it? Beyond just flashlights, what other everyday tools, things we probably don't think twice about, might we be underestimating? What potential do they have to boost our safety, or maybe just our general well-being, if we only stopped and looked at them from a totally fresh perspective?